Good morning, everyone. I figured I'd discuss a topic related to Shovim, as this is the first week of Shovim, the beginning of Shmos and on. And the topic, of course, is Hilchos Yichud. I want to discuss not so much the practical applications of Yichud, but really the overall sugya, the understanding, the lumness of Hilchos Yichud. So it begins in a Gemara, the end of Kedushin. The last two daf of Kedushin discusses Hilchos Yichud. And the Gemara there in Perim Beis asks the very basic question, how do we know, what's the source that Yichud is in fact Aser? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmal, Remez li Yichud min HaTorah minayin. What's the hint that Yichud is Aser min HaTorah? And that very question sounds strange. On one hand, it sounds like it's a din derisive because it says min HaTorah. Yeah, on the other hand, it says a remez, which sounds like it's only a hint. So answers the Gemara, it says, Ki shenemar ki sischa achicha ben imecha. Now the context of this pasuk, it's talking about mesis. Mesis is where someone's trying to convince someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. So in the context of mesis, it says, Ki sischa achicha ben imecha. If your brother, who's the son of your mother, your half-brother from your mother's side, attempts to convince you to do Avodah Zarah, and it goes on to explain the issur of mesis. So the Gemara asks, V'chi ben aim mesis, ben av eino mesis. Why does the pasuk only give the example of a half-brother from the side of the mother would be mesis you, but a half-brother from the side of the father wouldn't be mesis you? Very strange. There shouldn't be a difference no matter who's doing it. So Gemara answers, Ela lo malacha comes to tell you, ben misyached im imo v'as lisyached im kol ha'ra'el shebet Torah. To tell you that there's a heter, that if a brother, rather a son, can be misyached with a mother, that's the heter that a that a ben could be mesis, that's the drasha, can be beseser, a ben could be beseser with the mother, as opposed to any other of the arayos in the Torah, parshas listed in Parsha Acharei, Moshe and Kedoshim. All those other arayos are aser midderaisa to be misyachid with it. There's an iser yichud with all arayos, with the exception of a son and a mother. Now there are other exceptions, we're not going to go through them right now, but this is the drasha. So it sounds like from the Gemara, on one hand it sounds like it's a real deraisa, it asks min hatorah minayim. Yet on the other hand, it says it's only a remez. The Sefer HaMakneh points out, interestingly, the author of this statement is Rabbi Yishmal. And Rabbi Yishmal, he says, goes l'shitaso. What does it mean he goes l'shitaso? So those who are doing Daf Yomi, the second Daf, Daf Gimel of Sota, talks about Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Akiva. And there's a few Machlokas in where Rabbi Yishmal says, whatever the application is the Rishus, and Rabbi Akiva says there's a Chova. So one application is, when it comes to a woman who is beseser with another man, so the husband's mekaneh her, he gives her kinoy, he warns her, and if she's again beseser with that man, she goes through the process of sota. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's only a reshus, it's a voluntary act for the husband to give her a kinoy. Rabbi Kiva thinks there's an obligation, that he must give her a kinoy. So says the Sefer HaMakneh, this is Rabbi Shmuel Shitaso. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, who thinks there's a chiv for the husband to warn her, that means what she did, it was wrong, it was also to be a yichud, that's learned from the halachas of sota. But the very fact that the husband has to give her warning tells us that she did something aser in the first place, that yichud was aser. Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks it's only reshus, if he wants to, he's allowed to be mekaneh her, it's only a voluntary act if he decides to, does not indicate that there's necessarily an iser involved in yichud. That's why you need a new drasha of ki sischa achicha ben imecha to tell me that yichud is in fact aser midiraisa. So that's the interesting l'shitaso of Rabbi Shmuel that the Sefer HaMakneh points out. So the question is now, is this really an iser deraisa or an iser midirabanim? So Rashi writes in Gemara and Shabbos, number 4, he says clearly that aser lo yichud min haTorah. There's an iser deraisa to be involved in yichud. The Rambam, on the other hand, Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Beis, he writes at the end, this is number 5 now, Mipia Kabbalah. He writes Mipia Kabbalah only, which sounds like it's somewhat unclear what Mipia Kabbalah means, but Pasha says Mipia Kabbalah means there's some type of drasha. So still unclear the status, according to Rambam, whether this is an Isur Midrash or an Isur Midrabanan. So the Beis Yosef writes in Evin Ezer, the halachas of Yichud is found in Evin Ezer, Simen Chaf Beis. There's one simen dedicated to all the halachas of Yichud, that's Simen Chaf Beis found in Evin Ezer. So Beis Yosef, who quotes his Rambam, he writes in number 6, we'll read through this. The Kasa Rambam Meperek Chaf Beis Mehilchas Yisur Biya Yisur Yichud Harayos Mipia Kabbalah. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. The Taima Even though the Rambam says Yichud Deraisa, or not really Rambam, but the Gemara calls it Deraisa, Lav Lememra, it's not to say Shukasa B'Torah, it's not explicitly written in the Torah. Sharei Amar Remez Liichud. The Gemara says it's only a remez, it's only a hint. V'loshen Remez Mochiach Sheinu Mefurash Ela Remez Ba'alma. So even this understanding of the Beit Yosef is somewhat unclear. Is he saying that Rambam thinks it's a Deraisa, it's just not explicit, but still a Deraisa concept? Or is he saying it's only an Esmach de Ba'alma? Still very unclear. I don't see much further clarity in the Beit Yosef. The Be'er HaGra writes, in number 7, Makas Mardis, he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, the Nafka Mina, by the way, whether or not it's Isser Medaraisa or Isser Medarbanam, is the type of Malkus one gets. If one violates the Isser Yichud, do you get lashes, a Deraisa lashes, or do you get what's called Makas Mardis, which are only Medarbanam? What's a Nafka Mina? You're getting lashes either way. So the number of Nafka Minas in terms of how many you get, and other different factors. But the Gra writes, he makes the comment, Kemosha Kotzer Rambam, the Isser Yichud Ha'arayos Mipia Kabbalah, says the Gra wrote to Lomar, De'esmachtahi. It's only an esmachta, which sounds like it's derabanan only. If it's an esmachta, there's not a real source. It's only a derabanan. There's an esmachta. They found some hint in the Torah, but it's only an isser mederabanan. And that's why one would only get Makas Mardis according to the Rambam. That's how the Gra understands it. But then he quotes, Af la sovrim shedivri Torah. Even according to those who think it's an isim midiraisa, he mikomakom eno ela asay. It's only an asay because the drash is ki sischa, which is in the positive. It doesn't say low, it doesn't say in the negative.
How do you understand Yichud as an asay?
Because since the drash, the way we understand an asay versus low asay is dependent on how the drash is given over. But since it says ki sischa, achicha ben yimecha, which is in the positive, there's no lav mentioned there, and the drush is learned out from this pasuk. There's no lav there; it must be therefore an asay. That's what the
kima of the asay is.
No, you're mevatel the asay. If person does have yichud with someone, you're mevatel the asay. No, but that's the implication. That's the implication of that.
Yichud, you're mevatel the asay.
Yeah, the asay is that you're allowed to be with the mother only. Uh-huh. Implication is you can't be with somebody else. But since the Torah never says lo, it doesn't say pen, it doesn't say hishamer, negative words, it can't be categorized as a lav. That's the rules, one of the rules of the Rambam. To make it a lo saseh, has to be, same thing with a bris milah. Person doesn't get a bris milah, he's mevatel an aseh. What do you mean? He didn't do it.
What's the kiyam of the aseh?
You don't have to necessarily have a kiyam. Lav dafka kiyam. Let's think of an example of where you mevatel an aseh. That doesn't have a kiyam.
There's no kiyam of the aseh? The kiyam of the aseh is to be with the mother?
Every second.
No, there's no kiyam. There doesn't have to be a kiyam.
You're not in yichud.
Right, so I guess
no. Seemingly, if you're with the mother, then you're
no. There's no kiyam. It's fine to have a bitul asay without there being a kiyam asay, or it's really it's not called a bitul asay. It's called the iser asay. You're mevatel an asay.
What other example?
Another example might be what
eating in a sukkah. If you eat out of the sukkah,
that according to Pnei Yeshua, but there's still a kiyam. There's a bitul asay, or there's an iser asay according to some achronim. That is true. Also, marrying I think a mitri, I think that's an asay also. You're allowed to marry a mitris, but you can't marry a mitri. It's learned out from a drasha. So if one does marry a mitri, that's going to be a iser asay involved in that. Even though there's no kiyam the other way around. So we have such examples like this. Iser asays. So it's either an iser derabanan, or it's an iser deraisa of an asay according to the Gra. So the Rajbro was once asked the question, I don't want to go through the whole question here, but from the question itself, you see, from a certain Chacham, he writes, number 8, the Chacham Rabbi Eliyahu, Binyan Kasavta, that which you wrote me, Ditzan Kedushin, Lo Yitzhachet Ishim Shteinashim, that Mishnah says one man cannot be with two women. Nearly, this is him quoting Rabbi Eliyahu, Shum Midirbanam, that Isser of one man and two women is only an Isser Midirbanam, the lo aser Torah ela dafka yichud gamar ish v'isha. Since the model that was used, ki sischa ben, achecha ben am imecha, one man with one woman, a son and a mother is permitted, the inverse would be, one man and one woman would be the Isser Deraisa if it's not the mother. So one and one is the Isser Deraisa, because that was the drasha. Again, the drasha was his mother for a son to be with his mother. Any other of the Aras would be Isser Midiraisa. That's one and one. Once you throw two into the mix, that would only be an Isser Midirabanam. That's the Chiddush of the Shoel and the Rajba. And in the end, the Rajba agrees to this. He has another problem with this Shoel, but in terms of this particular point, the Rajba agrees Midiraisa. The only Isser is one man and one woman, because the drasha again is this. Now, if you were to assume it's only in a smach de ba'alma, like the Rambam seems to assume of the grub, maybe you would not draw the line there. There's no raisa to talk about anyways. It's all derabanan. But if you learn the drasha here based on the mother and the son, then it's very limited to what the drasha is, one and one. Everything else would only be an isim derabanan. Now let's go to a discussion of how far we're willing to go. Right now we have the Arayos. The Arayos are all those that are listed in Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Kedoshim, all of the Arayos. We don't have to go through the list of them. But what about in Isser Achayiv Lavin? Certain situations, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. That's not one of the Arayos, but there's an Isser Midiraisa. There's a Lav involved. A Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. That's a Lav. It's not one of the Arayos, but there's a Lav involved. So there are a number of those. So is that going to be also included in the Isser Deraisa of Yichud, or that would only be an Isser Midirabanam? So the Kiryas Yosefer, the Mabit, in number 9, he writes the last line here. The Kiryas Sefer was a parish on the Rambam. He lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. That time period, he overlapped with them. And he writes, commenting on the Rambam, and he also, by the way, he attempted to make the final Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, the Ramah, and the Mabit were all racing. Who is going to make the Shulchan Aruch? And he didn't really win the race. And one of the reasons was because he only wrote on the Rambam. He didn't include any of the other Mefarshim. So his parish, Kiryas Sefer, he says as follows. If you go to the last line, and number 9, he says, Aval Yichud b'chayiv lavin, nira dilo as midiraisa de barayos de habedumya de aim hu de gully krada asr. Because we're going back always to that drasha. The drasha is based on the mother and the son. So the mother and the son, yichud is permitted, but arayos obviously is not permitted, and there's an isser karis. So just like the model of the son and the mother is one of the arayos, it's chayiv krisus, so do all the other yichud deraisas have to be chayiv krisus. Chayiv lavin is not similar to a mother and a son, therefore it's not included in the Isser Midiraisa of Yichud. We're always going back to that model. So the Rashba used the model of mother and son to have one and one only, and the Mabit uses that model to say only one of the Chayiv Krisos, which are the Arayos listed in Parsha Achrimos, but Chayiv lavin, which are not included in one of the Arayos, would not be one of the Isser Midiraisa of Yichud. Now the Prisha on the Torah argues on this Mabit. The preacher writes, we just look at the bowl, number 10, he says clearly, the erva lav dafka, it doesn't have to be erva, that dehu adin im iser chai bilavin nami aser. The iser deraisa yichud does not only apply, it's not limited to the iser krisos, it applies to all situations where there's an iser of bia, which would include a kohen gadol and an amana, a kohen hedor and a grusha, all that would be included in the iser deraisa of yichud. Now, there's a very interesting discussion, the Evi Ezri and the Chazon Ish, whether or not this, how we paskin. Do we paskin that Chayiv Lavin are included in the Issur Midiraisa of Yichud or not? And they bring some interesting rayas here. The Rambam writes in number 11 here, Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perek Chaf Alf, Halach Alf. He's talking about the Issur of Kirva, things that are not necessarily Bia, but things that lead up to Bia. And the Rambam writes, Kol Abba al Erva min Harayos, anyone who has Bia with one of the Arayos, Derech Eivarim, Moshe Chavak, Benoshech, Derech Taiva, Venena, Bekar Basar, through the Issur of Kirva, Hareze Lokim in HaTorah. This is all a violation of Midiraisa according to the Rambam. Shenemar, as he says, Levilti Asos Michukos HaToivas, and goes on to explain further. Now the Magen Mishnah comments on this Issur Kirva, this Issur to come close to any of the Arayos. He writes in number 12, Aval, B'chayvi lavin, yesh behen bedvarm elu, iser avalomalkos. When it comes to iser kirva of the chayvi lavin, it's not as severe as kirva to one of the arayos. There's an iser involved, but it does not result in malkos. Why? The diak is, the Rambam says the erva, dafka erva, only erva is included in the iser kirva midiraisa. When it comes to chayvi lavin, which are not erva, chayvi lavin are not included in the iser kirva. So the same token says the Avi Ezri, when it comes to iser yichud, the Rambam says iser yichud only applies to erva, not to chayvi lavin. So chayvi lavin are not subject to the iser deraisa of yichud. It's not one of the arayos. That's the raya that the Avi Ezri attempts. Again, it says erva with regards to iser kirva, erva but not chayvi lavin. So too, when it comes to yichud, only erva, because the Rambam says erva and not chayvi lavin. That's the raya that the Avi Ezri attempts to bring. The Chazon Ish takes issue with this. He says, "I have a mefurish gemara against you. Very nice Rambam that you bring. A very nice Rambam. But I have a Mefurish Gemara in Sota. Those who are learning Daf Yomi might appreciate this. Mefurish Gemara in Yuma, and rather in Sota, that tells us that even when it comes to Chayvi Lavin, there is an Isser Midiraisa of Yichud. So what's that Gemara? So the Gemara in Daf Zayim and Aleph and Sota, number 14, says, Masnisin Ketad Oselo. After we've already concluded that the lady, the woman, the wife has to go through the process of the Sota. So what exactly happens? How do we do the process? Ketad Oselo. What do we do to her? So the Mishnah says, Molicha Lebezdin Sheba Osamakam. We bring her to the local court. Umosin La Shnei Tamidi Chachamim. And while the husband and wife are going together to the Bezdin, they have two Tamini Chachamim going along with them to escort them. Shema Yavo Lebederch, lest they be with each other, and that's going to cause a lot of issues, so we have to make sure as Shomrim that they separate from each other. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Omer, Baila Neman Aleha, we don't need any Shomrim, there's no need for two Tamini Chachamim, we trust the husband that nothing will happen. So says the Gemara now, number 15, he quotes a Braisa, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baila Neman Mikavachomer, we know we could trust the husband through a kavachomer. How do we know? How can we trust the husband? What gives him the nemanus that he won't do anything with the wife along the way to the bezdin? So he says, "Ma nideshi bikaris bala neman ala." When it comes to an iser yichud with a woman, with a wife who's in nida, there's no iser yichud. It's completely mutter. We'll see. We'll get to a little bit later why that is, but certainly mutter. A husband and wife nida is permitted. Rather, yichud is permitted, even though she's in nida, and even though it's a very severe punishment of kares, it's still mutter. And yet, Bala Neman Aleha, the Gemara says, so Sota, Shibalav, the Isser of the husband to be with a wife who's now a Sota. She's a Sota until she drinks and figures out what's going on. There's an Isser Lav. So certainly an Isser Lav, which is much less severe. Lo Kol Shekein, do we not trust? So we see that it's okay for the husband to be alone, be Yichud, with the Sota wife who's an Isser Lav, one of the Chayiv Lavin. It's permitted. It implies that there's an Isser Yichud to be with the Lav, it's only because it's the husband has certain nemanus do we trust him. But it had not been the husband, there would be an Isser Midiraisa to be with one of the Chayvi Lavin.
You can make a distinction if you look at it as a Chiyuv or a Shos. If you look at it as a Chiyuv, right, then you could say it's Dumya, and you could learn Kalachom. If you say it's Roshos, the husband might feel he is like bias over this issue. Right? In other words, that, you know, it depends on how I look at it, and depends what I do, and therefore maybe you would be pushing.
No, but what the Rishus is only with respect to giving that initial warning.
That's right.
Once the warning's given, now you have to go through the process. That moves forward, nothing gets in the way. So now there's a chiv to go through.
You're saying once you give the, okay.
Right.
Once you give the asura, then there's that.
Okay. Exactly. So now, in this Gemara, it's not so clear that we're talking about yichud per se, that when we trust the husband, what do we trust the husband about? So, just to make it clear, I don't want to get a little bit complicated here, but Tosas clearly says in number 16 that the lav that we're referring to here is a lav of yichud, that we trust the husband to have yichud. We permit yichud in this case of the chayiv lavin. But had it not been for the husband, had it been somebody else, there would be an isim mederaisa of yichud even with chayiv lavin. That's what the raya that the Chazon Ish says from here.
Is the raya from the soita or from the nida? Which is a strong raya from nida?
No, but Nida is a kares only. Nida is not a raya for lavin.
It's a lav, no?
No, but it's more than a lav. It's even chayiv krisis.
It's one. Erva.
So that I want to discuss in the next few weeks or not, but let's assume it is an erva. And there are a lot of rayas that's an erva. There's a big discussion. Rav Yosef Engel talks about this. But let's assume it's an erva right now. If not erva, it's at least chayiv krisis. Right. We'll get to in just a few moments why Nida is permitted, though. But the raya is from the sota, the fact that the sota is a lav, and we permit the yichud there, rather we only permit it because of a baal, but someone else would not be permitted, tells us that it's an issa deraisa of yichud with chayvi lavin. And that's the raya that the Chazon Ish brings. Now the Minchas Chinuch says something interesting, and it's not so clear if this is true or not, but he writes in number 17, the top of page 3, Uladivri Aprisha, according to the Aprisha, who is of the opinion, he's the one who said that Issa Yichud Midiraisa applies to even Chayvi Lavin. He says, Efshur de Chayvi Ase Gamkin Bechlal Arayos Kimo Chayvi Lavin. He wants to extend it even further. That just like everyone agrees, Arayos is Chayv Midiraisa. If you assume that Yichud is Issa Midiraisa, if you're of that opinion, then certainly all Arayos are included. The Prisha takes it a little bit further, that even Chayvi Lavin are included. And then the Minchas Chinuch says, according to that understanding, perhaps even Chayvi Ase's would be included in that Isser as well. So that's the extreme, that's the range of what's included. Now we said before that nida is permitted for a husband as long as they've been with each other one time. There's a whole discussion about a chuppas nida. That's a whole other, we cannot, yichud is not permitted. If a husband and chas and kala get married and she's nida that night, then they're not allowed to be with each other. They have to be separate. There's the Gemara's in Ksubas about this. Shulchan Aruch talks about that. But assuming they've been with each other once before. So we say that the husband's permitted to be with the woman. If she's a nida, there's no iser yichud. So why not? The Mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, which clearly says that Nida is permitted, but what's the basis? Why is Nida permitted? So Tosas writes in number 19, he asks the question, Vim Tomar, how could this be true? How could they permit Yichud with a Nida? V'ha Yichud Deraisa, isn't Yichud Deraisa, like we've been trying to prove according to most Rishonim? If it's Yichud Deraisa, how could we permit her or him to be with violating Issa Deraisa? What's the heter? There's an Issa Deraisa to have Yichud. So answers tells us V'yei Shlomar Dilo Asra Torah Ella Kein Imo. Again, we're going back to that drasha. We're always going back to that drasha of the mother and the son. The only thing that was Asr, if it's exactly like the model of the son and the mother, Dilo Avida de Mishtaria, that a mother obviously will never be permitted to the son, never ever. Aval Nida Sofa Lihitar. But in the end of the day, to this husband, the Nida will be permitted in 2 weeks. And it keeps going back and forth. So there is a certain hope, a certain amount of self-control that the individuals will have, and therefore it's permitted because Nida is not like the case of the mother. Again, the mother is never permitted to the son, as opposed to the wife whose Nida is permitted to the husband at some point down the line.
The mother is the one that he's allowed to be Yichud with.
Correct.
So you're bringing it from the opposite.
You know, yeah, exactly. The mother's permitted wherever the Torah says it's permitted. Only that's permitted. Everything not like the mother is permitted. Is usher.
Right.
But it has to be that model that we're working with.
The same category of the mother. And
exactly. In the isser side of things. Now,
like sister, things like that.
So sister's another discussion we're not going to discuss today, but there's a Rashi that they all point to which says a sister's permitted only barai. But bekvius, already there's going to be an isser. To live with a sister in an apartment, let's say, where Moshe talks about would be usher. Barai, it's okay, but bekvius is a problem. And that depends on, we'll get to in a second, the gedder of the Isser. It relates to this, but we'll be there shortly.
So what about any Ashes ish? It's possible she's going to be with the Rashis and be looked at.
Right, but that we don't anticipate to happen, though. Comes to Nida, Zvade going to happen. Now, this actually gets into a situation. Let's say, this Shali came up actually a few weeks ago, not to me, but to a discussion of Rabbanim. Let's say this situation, it does happen if a couple is separate from each other, living in the same house, under the same roof, but they're separate from each other, they decide to separate from each other, for whatever reason. And she's not going to the mikvah. So then there's no foreseeable heter. So then you can't rely on this tosfos, so it becomes very, very problematic. It does come up. It's a big, big problem.
Cohen also has all the inyan, with the Grusha, with the Kioras, correct? I mean.
What do you mean?
I'm saying a Cohen would have all these inyanim. Correct?
If?
Being misyached.
With anyone who's not his wife.
With anyone who's not his wife. I'm saying, in other words, I'm just trying to think, like, if a Kohen is, if two Kohanim are with, or if one Kohen is with two Grushas.
Okay.
Right? Is that any different from...
No, I mean, that's, you can't, one man, two women, as us, or...
I'm saying, like, in other words, right. if we're following the whole path of, like a mother, in other words, that issue applies forever. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's never gonna. You're never gonna have that possibility.
Correct.
So there wouldn't be any difference at all in terms of the way you'd approach it.
I don't think so. Okay. So according to Tosos, though, the reason why again it's permitted nida's yichud permitted with a wife who's a nida because it's not like the model of the mother. Now the Rush in the Kitter Piskei Nida, the end of Maseches Nida, the Rush has Hilchos Nida, and he has an abridged version. And he writes in Os Ches and Os Tes, very interesting. Ki Torah asra yichud shakol arayos v'gam nida hi bekaris kishar arayos. So you have to understand that language. That's what you were talking about before, where the nida is one of the arayos or not one of the arayos. It sounds like the Rush says it's like one of the arayos. Nida is included in the Isser Erva. So why is it permitted? How could yichud be permitted with a wife who's been nida? Elisha davar, listen to this. Hadavar kasha lizar miyichud ishto nida. It's impossible. How do you expect to live with a wife who's a nida? You kick her out of the house, or you leave the house every 2 weeks when she's asr b'nida? It's just impossible. And he ends up bringing the Gemara that quotes such a remez. So how does that explain the answer, though? So firstly, it's interesting that the Rush assumes that neither is one of the Arayos. Put it on the list of Arayos we'll get to in maybe next week or 2 weeks. I want to discuss whether neither is one of the Arayos. But then, just because it's hard, how is a Davar Kasher a way of permitting an Issa Deraisa of Yichud? So, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Again, I'm sorry.
There's an Issa Deraisa of Yichud.
Right.
Even with a Nida, because Nida is one of the Arayos, as right. The Rush says. Right. So how is there ever a Heter to have Yichud with a wife when she's a Nida? He says the answer is because it's hard not to.
But there's the Ema of the Baal, of the Chiyuv Karis, the same way it applies to the Shabbat.
He doesn't say that. He says Kasha, it's just hard. It's hard to, how do you,
practically speaking,
yeah. How are you going to live in the, under the same roof?
That's why they had to be a Matzorim, as they had.
It must be. So is he therefore saying, therefore to deraisa, it must be the Torah is telling us that it's therefore permitted. He might be saying, he's understanding the time of the pasuk, maybe, time of the crowd, maybe he's darshaning like that. I'm not sure.
What's the difference? It's a horror because it's something that's mutatu at certain times, so it's not that maybe the Yitzhara is not the same.
Right. But that paspasal, the Yitzhara, sounds like really Tosa's understanding that in the end it will be permitted to. You have a little self-control. The Rosh just says it's just practically hard to do that. So I think the Achronim do answer this. I just didn't see what they said. Okay, now let's just do one final point related to the general topic of Isser Yichud. And that's the nature of the Isser. What exactly is the Isser Yichud? What's the definition, the gather of the Isser Yichud? So the Rambam writes, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perichav Beit, Halach Aleph, number 21, Osir Liyashachidim Erva Min Harayos Bein Zikena Bein Yalda. There's an Isser Yichud, whether or not she's older or she's younger. Shadavar ze gorum legalos erva. Because it causes erva itself. Meaning that the Issa Yichud would be a siog, it's a fence, it's a safeguard lest it lead to something worse. It itself is not a problem of Yichud, but it's because something it might lead to. That's what the Rambam writes. And many other Rishonim, the Miri, and others say the same idea, that it's a siog lest it lead to something far worse. So the Avi Ezri again, the famous Avi Ezri on this topic, he argues. In the definition, if you turn to page, there's no page number on this next page, where it's covered, page 4 this would be. He writes, if you read from the paragraph, V'nira bezebis faras Rashi, he argues with this understanding of the Rambam. Well, not he agrees the Rambam says this, but he thinks there is another opinion out there in the Rishonim to the definition of the Isser Yichud. And he writes, Me'acha she'isser Yichud deraisahu, kimefurish bavo dezara daf lamed vav, Yichud deraisa, and Mekedushin, Daf Peimabez, Remez, Liyichud min HaTorah. He's assuming that Isser Yichud is a deraisa, like we said it before. We said there's a big machlokas. He's assuming if you say that Yichud is Asim deraisa, Vim Kain, Isser Atzmusahu, you'll see what that means from the contrast, Velo Mishim HaChashash, Deshema Yavaleh. It's not a siyog, it's not because it's going to lead to something worse. Rather, the Yichud itself is a problem. Being be Yichud, in a room, beseser, with a man and a woman, that itself is a problem. Not because it might lead to anything or not. That itself, being in that room, is an isser medraisa. How does he know this? Because it's a siyag, it can't be a chashash. Because if it's really a din deraisa, like we saw in many Rishonim, you don't have a siyag on a deraisa level. You don't build safeguards on deraisa level. The Torah tells us halachas. And dinim, and isurim, and the chachamim come along to add the siyagim. That's what the chachamim do. Also siyag le Torah. But the Torah itself isn't a siyag. So therefore, the fact that if you assume it's an Issa Deraisa, it can't be a siyag. It has to therefore be the etzim, the atzmuso itself is an usher. Being in that room itself is an usher, not because of any chashash. We'll get to nafkamina in a second. So, I didn't understand this raya so much, and it might simply be because I've heard of Rav Yosef Engel before. Now, Rav Yosef Engel has a very well-known piece I thought is well-known, but maybe it's only well-known because I know it. Everything you know, you think everyone else knows it. Now, Rav Yosef Engel has a shtickle in Lekach Tov, one of his svarim. We lost many of his svarim throughout the wars, so we only have a few of them. I think they have it in the back of the Smadrish here. There's 6 chalakim, but we lost many, many of his svarim. And Lekach Tov, in Klal Ches, he talks about the concept of a siyag deraisa. And he brings 17 different examples, and I think there are more, 17 examples of a siyag deraisa, where the Torah itself created a siyag. So I'll just, a couple of them come from the top of my head. Let's say the Gemara and Pesach in the beginning, Ba'ira ba'yimatze. The Isser to own, the Isser to see, the Isser to find chametz. What's the Isser involved in that? So many Rishonim say there's an Isser deraisa. It's because it might lead to eating the chametz. But Bayi Rav, Bayi Matzeh is an Issa Deraisa. Everyone agrees it's an Issa Deraisa. And many Rishonim still say it's a chashash, lest it come to actually eating. Another example would be Bishul Basar B'Chalav. So many Rishonim understand that the Issa is to eat. There are three Issurim. The Gemara said, rather, the Pasuk says, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalav Imo, three times. And the Gemara in Chulin says that one's an Issur Bishul, one's an Issur Achila, and one's an Issur Hana. Those are three Issurim. So some Rishonim understand, it's based on the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, that the Issur Bishul is not a problem itself. Who cares about cooking things? It's because the Bishul of Basar B'Chalav might lead you to eating the actual Basar B'Chalav. So that's an Issur D'Oraisa, that's a Siag itself. Those are two examples. A third example I'll give you, that I wanted to spend a dedicated shir to this, but maybe I'll still go in depth another time. Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos, you're supposed to start the Shabbos earlier. Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's an Issur D'Oraisa or an Issur Midrabanim. The Rambam only brings one example by Tosefes Shabbos. Anybody know which one? By only one Yontif? By Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, and there's a Perish Mishnayos where the Rambam says even Tisha B'Av, interesting, at the end of Maseches Tainis. But other than Yom Kippur, all other examples of Tosefes Shabbos is only a Mitzvah Midrabanim. Other Rishonim, many other Rishonim think it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. What's the idea of Tosefes Shabbos? Some say it's just about creating more Kedusha, starting it early. There's a Rashi in the beginning, Bereishis, which talks about Vayechul HaShemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam, that only a Kaddish Baruch Hu could start Shabbos exactly when it happens. But we don't know exactly when Shabbos happens, so we have to start earlier to have a little buffer, lest we violate Isser Shabbos. So if you assume it's a Siag, it's a little buffer, like the Rashi says, and you also assume that it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, so then that too is a Siag Mid'Oraisa, a safeguard on a D'Oraisa level. So there are a number, again, there's 17 examples he brings. So one of the examples he brings is this very thing, that if you assume that Yichud is an Issur D'Oraisa, and you could assume, like the Rambam writes, that it, lest it lead to something worse, Yichud is there to prevent from being happening, and the Rambam sounds like many Rishonim that it's an Issur D'Oraisa, he says. So there's an Issur D'Oraisa of Yichud, lest it's Gorem Legalis Erva, lest it lead to real Erva. So this is a seventh example of Yichud being a Siag D'Oraisa. So I'm not sure why the Aviezi felt his one of his rais was, the fact that Yichud is a D'Oraisa, it can't be a chashash if it's D'Oraisa. It therefore has to be the Issur itself is being in the room. It's not true. Clearly, Rav Yosef Engel writes that you can have an Issur D'Oraisa that is a Siag. And one of the examples he gives is Yichud. Now, one last point on this Indian before I want to speak a few moments about Shovim is the Ragged Shaver. I didn't get copies of this, but the Ragged Shaver writes in two places that they're really two dinim. He also is Mechadish. This Avi Ezri is a big Chiddush that most people quote the Avi Ezri as the creator of this concept of there being an Issur Atzmi, of the Yichud itself is a problem. But the Ragged Shaver also says this, that there are really two dinim. There's one Issur of the Issur Kerva itself being in the room, and there's another Issur of the Chashash, lest it lead to something worse. And he says one Nafkamina is, let's say, it's talking about a man who's old. A man who's too old for Bia. So is there going to be an Issur? If it's about Chashash, there's no Chashash anymore. He's too old. But if there's an Issur Kirv itself being in the same room, then it will still be Usr. And that's the Nafkamina he brings. And there's a Raya from the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, the Issur Yichud applies whether the lady is old or young. It doesn't make a difference from her perspective. But from the perspective of the man, there seems to make a difference. Because the Rambam holds it's all about a Chashash. So it implies that only if there's a real Chashash, if he's a Zakin, there's no Chashash anymore. The Ragged Shaver says, no, he thinks, according to some, there still should be an Issur Erva, even if he's old, because it's not only about the chashash, it's also about being in a room alone, regardless of what might happen.
Even if it's a siyag, why wouldn't you have low cloak? By the nida and baal, you could see that being a difference. But
so you always have to ask the question, whenever something doesn't apply, do we say, and therefore it's mutter, or you apply low cloak? So they didn't apply low cloak here, at least from what I've seen.
In a Petrobus Larayas applies,
no? But therefore what? Has that
the example of an old man, young woman, or old woman, young man doesn't that
is that doing that right?
It's a good point. It's a very good point. It's a good kasha on the Rabbi Trevor. What he's saying is the Shulchan Aruch brings this down based on the Gemara that we don't trust anybody when it comes to Raz. I don't care how old, who the person is. We don't trust anybody.
It's all these physical capable. The right. Person's in a coma.
So it's true.
It's not trusting him. It's not pshech, dude.
Right. I mean, a person who normally we have nemanis, let's say. If he's still capable, even though he might be a tremendous go, and we can't trust him. But if he's not able to physically, so then maybe that we wouldn't apply this din. Probably you have to say something like that. Now, I just want to speak just a few moments about the concept of Shovim and how it connects to this idea of setting up siyagim and stuff. this week is the beginning, as I mentioned, the beginning of Shovim, which of course stands for the different parshios that we're going to be reading over the next number of weeks. And the storyline of Shovim is the period of Yetzias Mitzrayim through Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah. And therefore, these weeks of Shovim very much connect somehow to the storyline. And what exactly is the idea of Shovim as it connects to the storyline here? We know the period of Shovim is meant to strengthen different areas of Taras Mishpacha and Shmir Senaim and Shmir Sabris and Yichud, all these inyanim. How do these connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah? So in the Aseret Dibros, as it describes the first of the Dibros, it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otosicha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. The Sfas Emes asks, why does it say he took us out of Mitzrayim and also out of Mibeis Avodim? It seems to be superfluous. It's one of the same thing, Mitzrayim and Mibeis Avodim. Why the double Lashem? And the Sfas Emes explains that in addition to being freed from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eretz Mitzrayim, the actual slavery, we also had to be freed Mibeis Avodim, which he explains to be our own bodies, our own guf, our own taivas, our own bodily desires and gashmis. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is a reference to leaving the actual slavery of Mitzrayim, and Mibeis Avodim refers to leaving our own taivas of the world, our own gashmis, leaving the boundaries, the fences that sucked us in to this world of Mitzrayim, the filth of Mitzrayim, the tumah of Mitzrayim, the erva of Mitzrayim. So that was Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving those taivas. And then moving on to Matan Torah was about creating new barriers, new siyagim, new fences. We broke out of our fences that were in Mitzrayim, and now is a new avoda to build new fences, the proper fences. And the Chassam Sofer explains that based on the pasuk we find by Matan Torah, it says, Hagbel es ahar v'kidashto, to border the mountain and sanctify. So the Chassam Sofer points out that the word har, the letters of har, hey and resh, so in the Aleph Beis, hey is preceded by the dalet, and the vav is after the hey. And when it comes to the resh, it's preceded by the kuf, and after the resh is a shin. And those letters, dalet, vav, and kuf and shin, are the letters of kadosh. When a person sets up the hagbel ta'ar, when you get the borders, you create borders around the mountain, you create kedusha, v'kidasho, that's how we're makadosh, by setting up the borders around the har. So what's the har that we're separating? We're building a fence around this har. So the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, daf nun beis, that when the tzaddikim lost lavo, they're going to see the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is going to appear to them like a har, this tremendous mountain. They're going to start crying because this massive Yetzirah, this mountain that's shadowing over them, is going to scare them so much. How are they able to overcome such a tremendous Yetzirah? But the Yetzirah is compared to a har, a mountain. So you have this har, this Yetzirah, this powerful Yetzirah, and you have to build this fence around it, the borders around it, the letters of the dalet, the vav, the kuf, and the shin around it to create that kedusha, the kedusha around this mountain, around the Yetzirah. It's not about building fence around ourselves, it's about building a fence around the Yetzirah. In Mitzrayim, we were in our own world. We had fences that we were sucked up in our own bodies. We had to break out of those barriers and now build new barriers around the Yetzirah, around the Taivas, not around ourselves. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is about breaking out of those barriers. The Matan Torah is about creating new barriers around the Taivas. So the Kotzker says, that the Pasuk says, Hishamer lachem alos behar v'nogeh b'ketzeyu. A person should be careful from elevating, from ascending the mountain, and he should touch the edges of the mountain. So he explains what this means is, before a person could climb the mountains to reach these high elevations, Hishamer lachem, pen, lest, alos bahar, lest you go up to the top of the mountain, first you have to be benogebe ketzeu. First you have to build those borders. Before you can reach tremendous heights, you have to build those borders, those fences. You have to build that Yiras Shemayim, he says. So one has to distance themselves from the mountain, from the Aver, from the Taiva, in order to get to high levels. That means to the proper siyagim that we've been discussing, these fences we've been discussing, Hilchas Yichud, Shmir Senayim, looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, just building those fences around computers, around phones, whatever filters, whatever siyagim, whatever fences are needed to separate, distance ourselves from the Aveira, from the Taiva, that's the Avodah of Shovim, building the siyagim. That's why Hilchas Yichud is the very beginning about siyagim. It's a siyag deraisa. It's about a fence that the Torah itself advises us to do, and we have to create additional fences for whatever our own desires are to separate from those different inyanim. The Chiddush HaRim points out, the Gemara in Brachos says that one shouldn't daven in an open field. Because when there are no walls, there's no ema. You can't daven. You don't really have the proper ema, the proper kavana, when you're davening to Hashem, when it's completely open. You need the walls. You need to be enclosed to feel that sense of ema. So Tosas asks, but didn't Yitzchak Avinu daven lasuch basade? He davened in an open field. There were no borders. How was he able to daven? So the Tosas answers, because he was in Har Moriah, which means that there's Yira there already. He didn't need the walls to create the Yira. When you're in Har Moriah, when you're in Har Bias, when you're at the Kosel, you don't need any additional Yira. It's there itself. You don't need the walls. So the Chidushim adds further, Yitzhak Avinu represented Midas Yira, Midas Gvur, Midas Din. He himself was a walking Yira. Wherever he was, no matter which set that he was in, he had that fear. When a person builds their own fences, you don't need physical fences around it. You have your own fences that you built, and that creates that Yira to be able to daven wherever you want. And that's the aima that you need. That's what Siyagim do. So the Megala Mukos writes that the whole idea of Shovim is the Tikkun of the Bris. And the Gematria Mechitza times 4 equals Bris. So we have to build these 4 Mechitzas around ourselves in order to be Misakin the Bris. So in conclusion, we're beginning the period of Shovim, the journey through Yitzias Mitzrayim, the journey through Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah. And we need to take this seriously. It's a serious time of building Siyagim, building these fences. We need to break out of our habits, addictions, the Gashmias. We need to break out of those habits and build new fences, build new barriers around these various Averas. The idea is, though, not to build barriers around ourselves. The idea is not to close ourselves up in a room, lock us up in a room. We have to engage the world and go around and work. But when you go around work, you have to know where to put the fences, not around yourself, but around whatever you're looking at, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to reach tremendous heights, Yir Shemayim, to this avod of Shovim, and to lock up that taiva, lock up those tumah, lock up that evil, and be able to walk freely through the street without any of the taivas trying to get us, walk freely through the streets of Yishlaim, through the old city, and see the coming Mashiach soon, and seeing that har of Yetzirah be shechted in front of us, the Yasser Lava.